Chapter 14. Samson went down to Timnah, and saw a woman in Timnah of the daughters of the Philistines. He came up and told his father and his mother, and said, "I have seen a woman in Timnah of the daughters of the Philistines. Now therefore get her for me as a wife." Then his father and his mother said to him, "Is there never a woman among the daughters of your brothers, or among all my people, that you go to take a wife of the uncircumcised Philistines?" Samson said to his father, "Get her for me, for she pleases me well." But his father and his mother didn't know that it was of the Lord, for he sought an occasion against the Philistines. Now at that time the Philistines had rule over Israel. Then Samson went down, and his father and his mother to Timnah, and came to the vineyards of Timnah, and behold, a young lion roared against him. The Spirit of the Lord came mightily on him, and he tore him as he would have torn a kid, and he had nothing in his hand. But he didn't tell his father or his mother what he had done. He went down and talked with the woman, and she pleased Samson well. After a while he returned to take her, and he turned aside to see the carcass of the lion. And behold, there was a swarm of bees in the body of the lion, and honey. He took it into his hands and went on, eating as he went. And he came to his father and mother, and gave to them, and they ate. But he didn't tell them that he had taken the honey out of the body of the lion. His father went down to the woman, and Samson made there a feast, for so used the young men to do. It happened, when they saw him, that they brought 30 companions to be with him. Samson said to them, "Let me now put forth a riddle to you. If you can declare it to me within the 7 days of the feast and find it out, then I will give you 30 linen garments and 30 changes of clothing. But if you can't declare it to me, then you shall give me 30 linen garments and 30 changes of clothing." They said to him, "Put forth your riddle that we may hear it." He said to them, "Out of the eater came forth food, out of the strong came forth sweetness." They couldn't in 3 days declare the riddle. It happened on the 7th day that they said to Samson's wife, "Entice your husband that he may declare to us the riddle, lest we burn you and your father's house with fire. Have you called us to impoverish us? Is it not so?" Samson's wife wept before him and said, "You do but hate me, and don't love me. You have put forth a riddle to the children of my people and haven't told it me." He said to her, "Behold, I haven't told it to my father or mother, and shall I tell you?" She wept before him the 7 days while their feast lasted, and it happened on the 7th day that he told her, because she pressed him sore, and she told the riddle to the children of her people. The men of the city said to him on the 7th day before the sun went down, "What is sweeter than honey, and what is stronger than a lion?" He said to them, "If you hadn't plowed with my heifer, you wouldn't have found out my riddle." The Spirit of the Lord came mightily on him, and he went down to Ashkelon, and struck 30 men, and took their spoil, and gave the changes of clothing to those who declared the riddle. His anger was kindled, and he went up to his father's house. But Samson's wife was given to his companion, whom he had used as his friend.